From London with love, it's Michelle Monroe with another Matt Monroe classic on the midweek drive for Siren 107.3 FM.
See, after the excesses of the news team and the excitement, it's like a little chill-out moment, really, as
yeah,
we say.
Yeah, I like my little jingle.
Those four is very important, as we say, that that's put together from that point of view. Eventually, we'll, I'm sure, produce jingles for everybody.
You're very kind.
Because it'll be Christmas time. Anyway, that's a different
ho,
line.
Ho, ho,
ho. Yeah, precisely so. So, quick introduction. Jackie, first time you've spoken to Matt Monroe's daughter?
Yes, it's definitely a first for me, yeah.
And why you were... Because earlier in the show, Michelle, Jackie admitted to having a secret liking for the Bay City Rollers.
Please tell her to leave.
And indeed, she's wearing a scarf which could almost be one of Les McEwen's finest at this moment. It was a bit more tartan.
That's a little bit more stylish than that, but yes.
Well,
take
I don't
point.
Know what to say to that, I'm afraid.
Week in, week out with these Michelle Monroe features, just as she thinks we can't get more surreal. Whoa, we go ahead and do that sort of view. Nevertheless, Natalie has been busily working her way indeed. Get the genders right here, otherwise it'd be most sort of convenient, working her way through the singer's singer. How's it going, Natalie?
Oh, it's good, actually. I've got past your father's time in the army.
Yes.
And, like, Hong Kong and the competitions he took place in for like, singing and stuff like that. And now I'm on to Winifred Atwell and Decca Records.
Yes, Winifred's the one who discovered him as such. She became his mentor. You've got past what I call the setup of the book, you know, the setup of the story, and now it starts to get rather interesting.
Yeah, because I've got onto the part where he's changed his name to the Matt Monroe.
Yes.
And, of course, Monroe being moron.
Yes, an anagram of moron.
Yeah.
Well, that's because everybody misspells the name. It's either U-N-R-O or M-O-N-R-O-E.
Uh-huh.
So my father used to say on stage, it's very simple. M-O-N-R-O, it's an anagram of moron. And of course, those people always remembered that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we would have articles written about Daddy, and it would be spelt wrongly three different ways in the same article.
Journalists,
incredible.
What can I say? Sorry. I'm trying to educate them on a day-by-day basis, but sometimes, honestly. Do you realise a few people today actually didn't have an even know or claimed not to know what a hearth was? You know, I do a lecture, Jackie, called, you know, The Rise of Magazine Journalism from Hearth and Home. You know,
really?
Do all those kind of things.
Yeah,
and I thought, I just asked some of these students, do you know what a hearth is?
Yeah,
no. Okay. You might, Michelle,
oh,
but, you know.
I thought you were asking that.
Exactly. But it's a different... Although, as I say, you know, a few weeks ago, three folk actually thought Sherlock Holmes was a real-life human being. It's a different dimension, I can tell you sometimes.
You know.
Now, you see something. Last week, I'm not sure who it was, but they were talking about Morris dancing.
Ah, that would be Joy, then.
And a song of Daddy's that would be fitting.
Hey, Joy.
And of course, it has to be floral dance.
Of course.
Which we've already featured on the programme.
But I'm sure for Joy's floral dancing scenario, we could... But you see, there we are, Joy.
But it is the perfect song. So
it would indeed be the perfect
song.
Yeah,
you see?
Yeah, thanks for giving that some thought.
Oh, you're welcome.
We've already found that Natalie used to Morris dance as a youngster, you know, two years ago. Nicola, have you ever considered Morris dancing?
I haven't, no.
It's good for comedy effect alone. I have also volunteered to possibly have some Morris dancing training, because I think I need to have a lot of training first and foremost.
Is a comedy effect.
We actually had two journalism students come to class yesterday, and we gave them some intensive training, and they very much enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm sure it's a great hoot, actually. You've got to be fit.
Zach, or as I refer to it, Zachy, from your own point of view, Morris dancing?
Like I said last time, if I get the pants with the bells, I'm all about it.
The pants with the bells. This is one of the reasons why Michelle, you know, Zach's jingle is quite simply...
Zach Eggemeyer, the man from Montana, currently in Lincoln and on tour in the UK, exclusively on the Midweek Drive.
There we are. Yeah, exactly. It's almost as though you're looking at the other end of a... Is it real? Is it the fact? Are you really there? Or is it some sort of illusion?
Well, I don't know, but it couldn't be further from Floral Dancer's choice. Today's song comes from Dad's first album, which was Love Is the Same Anywhere, which featured good quality contemporary songs, but from lesser-known composers. and it was recently issued on the CD The Rare Monroe. It was written by Alan Clare, a jazz pianist who lived a very colourful life. Now, a professional musician at 15, he was wounded in the Second World War, became friends with Peter Sellers, and worked regularly with both Stephan Grappelli and Spike Milligan. Now, by an odd coincidence, whilst Daddy was known as the singer-singer, Alan Clare was often referred to as the musician's musician. The song is quite an unusual choice for Daddy. It has an Eastern flavour and conveys this using strings played in fifths and a solo oboe. Well, that's what Richard tells me anyway, because I didn't know that. And he also tells me that this song, however, is real and not a mirage.
Again, the love that hurts so much, the East lives in my mind. Why can't I wake to find you are real and this is no mirage.
Each Wednesday evening at 5 to 6 on sirenonline.co.uk, settle back and enjoy a little bit of Michelle Monroe magic on the Midweek Drive.
Zach, you were saying slightly Bond-esque, really.
A little Bond-esque, yes.
A little, yes, exactly. Just open the whole thing there. And Michelle might think, I don't know, do you think James Bond or do you think Roads to Morocco?
Well, the thing is, that the wonderful thing about Siren 107.3 FM is that I can play the different songs, the songs that people might never have heard, and that's what makes it interesting.
Jackie, any questions for Michelle?
No, just to say that I'd never heard that song before, and I think it's wonderful. It really gets you in a kind of relaxed, chilled-out mood.
Yeah, it's an interesting take, isn't it?
Yes, loved it.
Returning to the Zach theme of Bond, we're putting together a calendar. I'm not sure whether it's going to be for charity or whether it's something going to be shameless self-promotion.
Oh, I don't have to go topless, do I?
I think we'll have to check out the contract routines, but as we said earlier, one of Jackie's views for BBC Look North was indeed on topless car washing services in Skegness. What conclusion did you come to about that, by the way,
Jackie? Well, I was saying that possibly these women were being exploited, and
really?
I think the end take was, if they did want to do it, if it was a free choice, then cut out the middleman and buy your own bucket and sponge, because I was saying basically there'd be some man there taking off the profit.
Because I would have thought, surely there's an equality issue here. I mean, what about blokes who wanted to do some topless car washing? Would you not think?
Oh, I'd love that. My wife at any time.
With Atid Morris dancing joy, it could
Nothing
be a dream job.
A bit of good scenery, you see.
Mm. Anyway, apart from that, the theme of calendars for each show is going to have a different month, as you'd expect, really, and a different theme. And we've had themes such as superheroes and Charlie's Angels was initially there, and I know, Joy, you were keen on that because it would have enabled you to actually get out your own hot pants, I believe. But, so, fair enough.
Well, I put in an email, it would allow me to get my leather pants out. But I was making that up. I was joking.
Okay. But we've decided, I think at this stage, it's going to be a James Bond theme, really. On the grounds that I'm as follically challenged as Sean Connery, so I think that's fair enough. And, you know, a toupee would therefore not be out of order, in case people think, it's Daniel Craig, you're nothing like Daniel Craig. I don't claim to be, simply. It's a different line. Any questions from yourself, Nicola?
I think
the answer's no, Alex.
Yeah, I can't think. Sorry, I apologise.
Well, I would like to say to all the people listening, because I know we have a wonderful following, if anybody does happen to have in their loft or attic or garage any old recordings from the old TVs or radios, and you think you might have something of my father's, please let me know through the website mattmonroe.com, because a lot of people don't like to come forward because they assume we've got everything. It took me 18 years to find the first Camay advert because people didn't want to come forward. And so have a rummage, see what you can find and let me know.
Absolutely. It's a kind of constant research, Michelle, really.
It is, but we we've unearthed something this week, and it's very exciting. And it goes right back to the Showband days with Cyril Stapleton, and we've actually got one of the original shows that a fan brought forward. So it's very exciting when that happens.
It must be a bit like when going into an antique shop and discovering some sort of treasure that you've been looking for. It must be wonderful feeling.
I mean, the amount of car boots I go to and look through all the old EPs and stuff, you know, just in the hope. And admittedly, that has never been successful, but you never know when you might turn something up, you know. And it's very exciting when it happens. And I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, that there's a wealth of stuff out there. I mean, Richard tracked down something which has taken us 5 years, but it just arrived this week, and it's the Red Skelton show from America. And although it's not the actual televised visual, it's the audio, and that's better than nothing, you know. And it's, I can't tell you how exciting it is when that happens.
It's fantastic stuff. As I say, if we were in a different environment and George Slasher Osborne wasn't on the case, we would conceivably actually have a chair in Matt Munro's studies emerging somewhere. But I can't see it happening in the near future, Jackie. It's a thought. I just have to. Exactly. But yeah, we'll work through that basis. Natalie, would you like to ask those last two questions to Michelle as you continue the reading of the award-winning, the Irwin Award-winning, of course, singer-singer, the biography of Matt Munro? Over to you, Natalie.
Michelle, have you had an interesting chat with us today?
Oh, I have. The more the merrier now. It's getting bigger and bigger in the studio.
We should sell tickets, really. No, they're all invited and they're here because we celebrate their goodness in the world.
Fabulous.
And you too, dear listener. Next question, Natalie.
Oh, yeah. Will you be coming back next week?
No, I won't.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
I shall be back next Wednesday at 5 to 6 on the midweek drive.